So what are a couple of things that stand out to you about that game from last year against Tennessee, just things you remember about it?
You know, it's a physical game. It'll be a physical game this coming week, and you know, they're a good defensive football team, so it'll be a tough test for our offense to travel to a tough place, play a good defense, and you know, do whatever we have to do to win.
Looking forward to seeing Courtland Finnegan.
Looking forward to seeing him all. You know, it was a good game. He's a good player, and you know, they like to play a physical style of football, and so do we. So it'll be a hard hitting game for 60 minutes.
What sort of challenge is going to be for your offensive line, particularly? I know their defensive line kind of.
Yeah, they got eight guys. Well, yeah, they got eight guys that rotate through. They keep them really fresh, and they just keep on coming at the quarterback and at the running backs, you know. So our offensive line has to build off of last week. They played their best game, and have to build off of that and keep it going.
How much progress did you see in them from week one to week two? And where did that come from?
They thought they didn't play their best game the first game, and you know, they came back and regrouped and worked hard throughout the week in practice, and you know, got it right. So hopefully they can take that same approach and make another step and play that much better.
Kyle, you talked about the significance of last week's win. You were able to do it with a lot of guys that aren't used to starting. Got to be pretty excited about seeing some guys back, especially 84.
Yeah, we'd love to get everybody back. I thought everybody that stepped in and played a role in that win last week did a heck of a job, and you know, in a pretty tough situation. So you know, obviously we'd love to get Brandon back, you know, Pro Bowl wide receiver for us, and take some pressure off some other guys. But you know, whoever's in the game is going to have to step up and you know, play winning football.
Just the way that Eric's playing.
Kind of angry after that game last year. I mean, does that stuff fade quickly? I mean, does it carry over when you play a team again?
Yeah, I think it fades away, you know. But like I said, that's just the style of football that they play, and you know, we're not going to back down. We're going to play physical too. So I pretty much expect the same thing going into the game this week.
That was your only road win last year. I mean, what do you guys have to do to kind of establish yourselves as a better road team this season?
Play good football on the road. I mean, there's no secret formula to it. You just got to play well and cancel out all the stuff that's going on around you, not hurt yourself. I think anytime you play on the road, the emphasis has to be on winning first down and staying out of penalties. You know, penalties set you back, and second and 20s are tough to convert on the road. So we'll have to do a good job of not hurting ourselves to be able to go on and win the game.
Confidence knowing you won there last year?
Well, we got a lot of confidence going into the game for sure, you know, to come off the good win that we had last week, and you know, both teams are 1-1 fighting to get to 2-1, so it's a huge game for both teams, and we're going in a tough place to play.
Is there anybody you enjoy beating more than a guy like Finnegan based on what happened last year?
Well, we enjoy beating everybody, so like I said, both teams have a ton to play for. You know, 2-1 is a lot better than 1-2, so we've got a huge amount riding on this game, and hopefully we'll go down and play our best game.
How long are you going to grow the beard for?
I don't know. We'll see.
Kyle, can you talk about the confidence you have in Eric Decker after just having three wide receivers start the game last week?
Yeah, Eric's playing good football for us right now for a young guy. He's a smart player, has a great feel for the game, you know, and he's early into his second year, so he's got a long way that he can improve as a player as well. So, but the good thing about Eric is he takes that approach, you know, that he's got a long way that he can improve, and you know, if he works at it, he can be a heck of a player.
You feel like things will be a little more settled this week? I mean, Coach said it wasn't exactly drawn in the sand, but it was pretty close last week. You know, you've had a week to prepare, and you're going to get some guys back. You think it's going to be a little more settled personnel-wise?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, we had to make quite a few adjustments on the sideline, and like I said, everybody handled it great, but you know, you never want to get into a situation where you have to, you know, throw out 50% of the playbook either. So we'll have a good plan. We'll try to go down and execute it to the best of our ability.
Did you have to scale back that much last week?
Well, you know, we do a lot of stuff with three wide receivers. You know, I mean, that's one of our main personnel grouping. So can't do that stuff when you only have two.